This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Republicans in the House have a lot to deal with. Tom DeLay was indicted in September and had to step down as majority leader. Conservatives are turning the screws on their weakened leaders to pass spending cuts that few moderate Republicans want. And the leaders are having a hard time getting some of their most important bills passed. This new instability has left many rank-and-file Republicans wondering how long the party can go before it elects someone to replace the powerful former leader, Tom DeLay. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
It's been just under 6 weeks since Tom DeLay was indicted and forced to leave the House leadership. In that time, the two major bills Republicans have worked on have been messy, very messy.
Should have been closed.
House will be in order.
This is how the House sounded when Republicans brought a controversial energy bill to the floor last month. It would ease regulations on oil refiners and weaken some environmental rules. Republicans had to hold open what would normally be a 15-minute vote for 45 minutes, making deals with their own lawmakers to get just enough votes for the bill to pass.
The ayes are 212, the nays are 210, a majority voting in the affirmative. The bill is passed. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
That's Democrats yelling shame at Republicans for holding open that vote past the normal time. The other thing GOP leaders have pushed for is a round of budget cuts, chopping away at Medicare, Medicaid, student loans, and child support programs. But just a day after Acting Majority Leader Roy Blunt said he would bring the bill to the floor, he was forced to pull it from the schedule altogether. Why? Not enough Republicans would vote for it. Here's how Blunt explains the less-than-smooth work of the past 6 weeks.
We are clearly approaching some of the hardest work we do in any year as we get to the end of the legislative year. And so the tempo of what we do changes some, but I don't know that it's changed dramatically from where it would have been if we hadn't had to make these leadership adjustments.
Even so, DeLay himself acknowledges that Republicans are having problems and need a new direction. Last week, he gave a policy speech at the conservative think tank, the Heritage Foundation. DeLay said his party needs to refocus.
No more distractions. No more diversions. It's time for Republicans to be Republicans again and do what the American people know we are most capable of doing. It's time, my friends, to lead.
Problem is, many Republicans are saying he's the distraction, like Tennessee's Zach Womp.
The one thing I do think is that we're going to have to move beyond Tom DeLay. I mean, to be honest with you, that's the bottom line.
Hello, sir.
Womp was among a rush of Republicans that spilled into a hallway in the Capitol basement, coming out of a closed-door meeting with their leaders. They stride away in pairs and threes, a wave of black and gray suits. To be fair, there are those who say there's no problem in the Republican leadership. Take J.D. Hayworth of Arizona.
We're moving right along. The people's business is getting done in the people's house.
But when you ask most Republicans, they say there's a real sea change in the party. Lincoln Diaz-Balart of Florida says rank-and-file members are no longer just towing the leadership line.
There's a lot of speaking by people who traditionally have not been speaking, and they're being heard, and that's refreshing.
And conservatives especially seem energized. Arizona's Jeff Flake says that's because they've reasserted themselves in a way they couldn't before. Ironic, since DeLay was by far the most conservative among the party leaders. But when Flake is asked whether he wants DeLay back, he says,
well, we want a leadership that will commit to fiscal responsibility. And I've mentioned, and others have certainly intimated, that if this leadership can't produce savings in the budget, then we need a leadership election in January. So I think that's the bottom line.
And Womp of Tennessee says the sooner the better. He thinks Blunt, Speaker Dennis Hastert, and the others are, quote, peddling as fast as they can. But Womp says Republicans have got to get past Tom DeLay, and that means
not hang on to the prospect that he's going to come back. I think it's time to move on with the thought of who the leaders are going to be and how are they going to carry out the agenda. And in order to do that, we've got to take the cloud out of the sky, and that continues to be a cloud. I mean, let's face it.
The remaining Republican leaders are left with two problems looming. They've got to get major budget cuts passed to keep the loyalty of House conservatives, though they could lose moderate Republicans in the process. And they're trying to figure out how long they can stay loyal to Tom DeLay, the man that designed a decade of Republican majority before their rank and file goes from unrest to mutiny. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.